KSL News Time 419. Time now for Triple Team Traffic. And we do have an emergency traffic situation. Let's get the latest now with Ricky Meese.
This is northbound I-15 in Kaysville prior to 200 North. We have multiple KSL traffic troopers reporting that this is a 2-3 car crash. It's been blocking the left lanes of traffic, including the HOV lane. And that's what's causing this backup all the way back prior to the Highway 89 split in Farmington. All that I can see right now out of the one live shot of the UDOT camera is a motorcycle cop over to the right shoulder, and people are slowing down for that. So we still don't have a visual on the crash itself, but plan to merge to the right, but anticipate an extra 10 to 15 minutes at least to get through these delays. Len Thomas?
We're looking at pretty smooth driving through Utah County right now. It's not really much of a problem over the point of the mountain, but once you get into the Lehigh area, if you're on Main Street heading out west from I-15 on SR-73, it's a little bit slow out toward Redwood Road. And US 6 coming out of Spanish Fork Canyon, a little bit sticky coming on US 6 toward northbound I-15. Mark?
Well, northbound I-15 looks pretty good coming south into the valley up into where you get to about 3300 south, and you're going to dip in speeds in spots, rolling up to about 1300 south, South Salt Lake. Get it again about 6 north to the north interchange, rolling into Davis County. Looks so far pretty good. Put your energy into something legendary. Schedule your free solar consultation today. Find out how much you can save with Legend Solar online at legendsolar.com, a SunPower Elite dealer. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Kevin Eubank, we continue this